today. We'll find out real quick.
I'm
real scared.
There's a few on here that I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna. I need to go deep.
I got 21. All right, let's go. Hey, thank you for tuning in to the Movie Rubric. I'm Timothy McDaniel.
Cole Wright.
Jonah Jovi.
And Josh Glass.
He's back, baby.
We got him for two episodes this season.
This is a new season, isn't it?
Yeah.
This is one of two.
We got him signed on for a two-episode deal.
Yeah, I did.
I signed a short-term contract.
The amount of money he charges was kind of insane.
For a free podcast that we do.
Ludicrous.
Any income. No, not ludicrous.
I know
Josh.
My value.
Yeah. I would like to take just 30 seconds here before we get going. I'd like to thank one of my students, Atlas. If you heard some music at the beginning of the new season, it was actually a student who made that. They showed it to me, and I was like, that's pretty cool. And then they were like, you should use it on your podcast. I said, hey, why not? Let's do it. So, Atlas, thank you for that. They make music all the time. I might just start throwing in some different student music on all these and stuff like that. So I just wanted to take a quick second and thank Atlas for that. Alrighty, Cole, this episode is your brain baby. Why don't you hit us with what we're doing?
Brain
right now?
Baby. I like it. Not a brain child, as anybody brain. Else would say. Brain baby.
It's a brain baby.
Thinking about, because last year we did Movie Madness for March Madness, and it was a fun old time.
Fun old time. Grand old time had by all.
Yes, except for Tyler during the first round.
Still mad.
A specific matchup. Involving
still steaming.
For some reason.
Involving medieval characters and some toys. Yep. Now, you know about it if you know the lore.
If you know, you know.
If you know, you know.
I wanted to try to figure out, how can we top it? So I came up with the idea of, let's do favorite movies. Because we got a little salty last year, a little heated at some times. But there's some movies where we're very just on. I want this one where every matchup has some sort of weight behind it.
I like it.
And it gets personal. So the way this is going to go is we need to determine the movies. Now, we're going to have 64 movies instead of 128 this time.
A little bit more manageable.
Yep. 128 was kind of wild.
It was legit insane.
Yeah. So we're just going to get 16 picks. This first round we're going to do of the draft is going to be we get to pick a movie from the previous year that we thought should have won, or if someone wants to take Spider-Man, they can take Spider-Man, our defending champion. After that, we're going to pick our top 15 favorite movies. Not necessarily the best, just personal favorites. That way, when it matches up, it's going to be some debates to be had for the ages.
I would like to challenge each and every person listening right now to write down your top 10 favorite movies.
It's hard.
It's really
way more difficult than what you think.
You get to three, and then the fourth, you're like,
have I seen any movies in my lifetime?
I was like, did I watch anything?
Mine's the opposite. I feel like I have so many, and it's how do you pick a top 10? And then mine was hard to narrow it down because of how much I watch it. Josh, don't be looking at my screen, Josh.
I can't see that far. You put too much credit into my eyesight.
That also kind of leads into the doubles thing. There's a lot of movies on here that I imagine is going to be would be on everyone's list, but we're not allowing doubles. So we're going around this by everyone having kind of some alternates ready. So whoever can claim a certain movie first gets it on their list. Doesn't matter if everyone else has it on their list. I used the example on the last episode about Infinity War. So if I have Infinity War on my list and Tyler and Josh both have Infinity War, Tyler and Josh cannot pick it if I pick it first.
Okay.
It removes it, can't be picked. Move on to your first alternate then.
Okay. All right. I think I get it. I think I'm sure Cole's going to be like, but actually, push up his glasses at one point.
It's going to be a snake draft. We determined that.
Okay.
So it's going to go 1, 2, 3, 4, 4, 3, 2, 1.
That is how numbers work.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, yep. Usually
I have to make sure.
You got it. I would like to say this episode, we're gearing up for the big one. Please, we might live stream it. We're toying with that idea, but we're definitely going to film that one.
Yeah.
Several cameras. We're hoping for it to be a big thing. It might just be a big train wreck.
It's
at least going to be fun.
But it's going to be an entertaining train wreck at the very least.
Yeah.
So, all right, I'm ready to kick this thing off. I got really excited when we were walking in here. I walked out to get some cups and some coffee. When I came in, I heard Cole go, I knew Jonah was 4.
Yeah.
And then I heard him say your name, and then Cole goes, and I'm 2. And I was like, does that mean I'm 1? And they're like, oh, no, you're 3. I was like, I guess I just missed.
So draft order.
I got so excited.
And I didn't rig it. Jonah watched. Nope. Everyone was in here when I spun.
Hold up, but did anyone watch Jonah?
We did not have dual control.
Why would Jonah let himself be 4th then?
It's Jonah.
Maybe I wanted the double pick.
I mean, the first double pick. Maybe.
Honestly, yeah. that wouldn't be a bad.
Maybe
what
paid
was that
him.
Last part supposed to mean? He said he went. It's Jonah.
Who said that?
I'm accusing you.
I didn't say anything. Roll
fingers have back. Been pointed.
Roll play back the tape.
It's already getting heated. It hasn't even started yet.
So I got the first pick. Josh is picking second. Tyler's third. Jonah's fourth.
Not first. I'm third. Yep. Yes. I'm going to make that very clear to myself. Third. All right, Cole.
About as middle of the pack as you can get.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's go. Let's do it.
With my previous year pick, we're doing previous year first.
Hold up.
Are we doing previous
I was going to say,
first?
Should we guess? Should we guess what his pick is? We can't guess every single movie, but I feel like we should guess what his previous year pick is. You're not going to change it, right, after I say it? I guess he's going to pick Spider-Man.
I don't think he's going to take that. It's too easy.
I think it's going to be too easy.
What do you think he's going to do?
Wait, is Space Jam in there?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's taking Space Jam.
You think he's going to pick the second Space Jam?
I don't know.
Is it the second one? I thought it was
Cole's
the
a loose cannon. I have no idea what he's going to say.
Yeah. He's going to pick Lord of the Rings to spite me.
Yeah, Two Towers.
It's ants. All right, Cole, what is it?
My first pick, I am taking the defending champion, Spider-Man.
Oh, you
I knew it.
We're
I
going
knew
for
it.
The repeat this year, boys.
Should have trusted
okay.
him.
Okay.
Should have put money on that.
Yeah.
Kind of expected.
Sports betting. Shout out to the Super Bowl.
Okay. We're going to have a FanDuel live account during our actual
draft. Can we get a prop on the draft here?
Yeah. So, yeah, there we go. Spider-Man is taken.
Okay.
Get me pictures. I'm not going to do the voice. Okay.
I don't even know what that one was.
I was about to do J. Jonah Jameson that chickened out. All I can think of is Marvel Rivals when a Spider-Man on your team pops his ult and he goes, it's about to get sticky. I just cringe a little bit.
Okay, Josh, your previous year pick.
I'm going 1917.
Ooh.
Solid.
I was actually not expecting that. Yeah. I don't know why that's a good movie. You know what? We're just leaving it. You can see it. You can read.
You can see it.
Yeah.
It's so small.
I don't know why the font's there. Now I can't see the font.
Now the font's messed up.
Yeah.
We're professionals.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know why.
We've done this before.
Yeah, it's goofy.
Have we?
No.
Kind of. You right-click on it?
What'd you do?
There it is.
Okay, there we go. Can you read that now, Josh?
I can read it now.
Okay, Cole, right now I'm going to tell you, highlight all of your boxes, my man, and set that to 13 point. That way you don't have to do that for every single one of them. Just control A and then click 13 or something. You're going to have to bump up the font every time if not.
There we go.
We're on 14 now.
Okay, all right. It might be. Maybe it's just that column was weird.
I don't know why that was backed in weird because I thought I had to figure it out. Okay,
all right.
We're good.
For my number three?
Is your previous year pick?
My previous year pick. Everything, Everywhere, All at Once.
Dang it! I was gonna steal that. From Tyler.
I knew, and actually,
that was on my plans.
I was like, someone's gonna gank that from me.
Wanted to gank.
I knew Jonah. I didn't think it would be Jonah. I actually thought it'd be Cole.
Why would I take it?
I don't know. You like ganking?
It's a good movie. I figured someone
has already been taken.
That's why I did it, baby. That's what I was like. No, it's my last.
I've been ganked.
I'm now down to.
All right, we're all ganking each other
on my list.
Dang it,
we're all ganking under the table a little bit. You know.
Oh,
whoa!
I'm a Josh big ganker.
What?
I think it's your pick, right?
No, Jonah's pick.
Oh, Jonah. My bad. Jonah doesn't get a pick.
Wow, way to forget.
Why did they go back to 10?
Bro,
there we go.
Was that going to be your last year pick?
No. That was on my draft skill I was going to do.
Okay.
I kind of forgot that was on the last year thing, but I'm taking Back to the Future.
For my previous solid. Series.
Probably like the best movie ever made.
That was on mine.
Okay.
Bummer. Gank.
Uh-oh. Stinky.
Stinky. Poop.
I feel like I'm watching Dogman movie.
Can we watch Dogman?
Actually, I'd be down to watch it because I feel like it'd make for a really fun episode because I thought it looked not good.
Apparently, it's made a ton of money.
Yeah.
There's hope for Captain Underpants.
So did Boss Baby.
That movie sucked. But
made a lot of money.
This was probably going to be better.
Maybe.
Jonah, it's now you again.
Oh, yeah.
You get your official number one pick now.
Number one.
Okay, what do I want to gank here?
Who doesn't have their phone silenced?
Wasn't me.
That might be me, Chet.
It dinged.
I'm sorry. That's not me. That wasn't me.
Uh-oh. Is it me? Maybe it's my...
Is it?
Maybe it's my Mac.
Maybe.
Oh, maybe.
Anyways.
I'm getting real nervous.
What's your pick?
Okay. This is not my favorite movie of all time, but I'm going to gank it.
He's just purely out here to upset
people. He's ganking.
People.
He's ganking.
I'm ganking Parasite.
No! Oh my gosh! No!
That was two of the first movies picked on my list.
Jonah, no!
Jonah ganked two movies.
That was my number one.
I knew it would be up there. I'm surprised.
That was my number one after Everything Everywhere All at Once. That was my
next one. How far into the podcast are we? How far
10 minutes. 10 minutes.
And we're already yelling.
Oh, already yelling.
Oh, my goodness.
That's Jonah, I showed you that movie.
Yeah, thanks. It was good.
Why is this giving me the it should have been me energy? Should have been me.
Hey, I think that's my biggest gank, unless nobody takes anything.
Oh.
Unless we don't pick any movie.
Unless nobody picks any other movies.
No one pick another movie we've seen.
Okay, Tyler, it's you.
Parenthesis.
Oh my goodness.
I love stealing things.
Wow. Okay. This throws off my plan. I'm going to pivot. This wasn't my original number one pick or my number two pick.
We know.
No, it's not even my number two pick. I'm going to pivot a little bit. I'm going to do Infinity War.
Gosh, oh,
there it was.
That's
was
the big one.
I'm pivoting. Yeah.
That's the big one. I
this is how we're list, doing this.
I'm not like, going to have any movies left by the time it comes back to me next time.
Skill issue.
Beat somebody.
Josh is going to be like, this is crazy. Lion King 2?
Josh is like, Ants.
Ants?
Ants, yeah, honestly.
It might get there by the end of this thing.
I probably should have double-checked the noise gate. I guarantee. It's fine. It is what it is.
Okay. Fix it in post. It's fine.
It can't be worse than the live episode.
Josh, we're back to you.
Okay.
Please don't do it, Josh.
Hell with Pablo.
I got a couple I'm going through, but I'm trying to figure out which one. Oh, I got to remove that. Cole. Goodness.
Spider-Man was on your list?
Spider-Man was on my list, too.
You should have known he was going to pick that one.
I
didn't.
I told you. He's a loose cannon, and I honestly didn't think he'd go for the first choice.
I didn't even put that one anywhere near my list because I knew he was going to take that as either his last year or his first pick.
Well, I did because it's one of my favorite movies, okay?
So, well,
he could have got drawn first.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Rogue One, A Star Wars Story.
Good movie. That's another Tyler one. You
know, hold up. No, I have that one on here, but that one was my number 19.
Okay.
Oh, so it wasn't even in
that was a backup.
No, so yeah, it was.
I get back-to-back picks now.
You do.
Okay, well, here it is.
With my first pick, I'm taking School of Rock.
Okay.
Ooh, okay. Good one.
I'm fine
good
with pick. That one.
Yeah.
And with my next pick, I'm taking Forrest Gump.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I'm
okay.
Safe. I'm yeah. safe.
Forrest Gumpo.
That's on my list, too.
He's dropping like flies.
Josh is cooked over there. He's sweating.
I just see a bunch of black scribbles. Josh is going to be pulling up the IMDb top 250 list here.
I've got 16 movies left on my list, and I need
four. Man, this is round two, officially. 12. Round two, so it's
okay.
Oh, boy. I need 12 more movies.
Okay, your turn, Josh.
Oh, back to me. Okay. Let's go Jurassic Park.
Ooh, okay. Solid. Movie. Solid.
I expected that to be your previous year.
That's favorite. Another one that I left off my list because I expected one of you to take it.
Yeah, that trailer for the new one kind of looks pretty good, actually. I'm not even
I didn't know there was
did
a new
see
one.
This trailer, yeah.
Yeah, it's like kind of new characters.
Okay.
I've got
to
talk.
Not to get too into it, but just like I feel like they lost me.
Oh, they did for a little bit, but this one looks a little more grounded, insane. Oh, yeah.
I'm livid now, so, dude. Okay. We'll see more from me.
Is it me?
Yeah, it's you.
The Big Lebowski.
I knew that was coming.
Good, okay.
Good pick. Yeah, that one could have, honestly, I could see you doing previous year.
Yeah, that I almost did. Almost did. But I was worried someone would steal any or everything ever all at once.
Jonah would have.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, would have. It was on up there to because
it's a 10 out of 10 film.
Yeah. That was going
to
be
and I need you to vote that way when we do the list.
It depends on what it's up against.
I better not see
Captain Underpants.
Like, everything ever all went up against Captain Underpants. You're like, well, I don't know. It wasn't that good of a film. I mean,
okay.
No, but I expect there's so. Here's what I expect.
George and Harold aren't in Everything Everywhere, though.
I expect to see so much backpedaling and backtracking on movies. Like, yeah. During this thing, just to prove a point. Jonah, you get back-to-back picks.
Parasite wasn't that good. I'm going to go with this one because I think is also might be on other people's list. I'm going to put a Whiplash. I knew that
I am
would
safe.
Be on someone's.
I'm safe.
Oh, that was my number. That's my number 14.
Number 14, okay. So I ganked a little. I ganked Cole hard. Was that your next one?
No, it was close, though.
Oh, you got man.
One more.
Please don't all right, Jonah.
My next. I don't know if it's going to be a gank, honestly. I need to stop saying that word. It's getting old. I'm going to take Interstellar.
Okay,
cool. Solid, solid.
Yeah.
I like how everyone's
on my list to watch, but I haven't seen it.
Everyone just has a sigh of relief when. Okay. Tyler, it's you.
Okay. Into the Spider-Verse.
Okay. Mm.
Oh, that I kind of half expected that to be a gank for Cole. I'm not going to lie.
No, yeah. it was fringe.
Okay.
It'll be all right, though. Okay. Josh, we're back to you.
That's a good pick.
I'm going to go Spider-Man No Way Home.
Okay.
Solid.
Spinkermans. Oh, Cole's upset. That was a gank for Cole.
Mother.
I expected Cole's to be into the Spider-Verse, like, or yours even. Like, I expected that to be a big one for
that
you.
That was on my Mother. Backups. That was on my backups.
Yeah. I feel like this is probably the case for a lot of us. My list is not in order by favorite. It was in order of, like, what do I want to take what before someone take? Else takes Same. It? Yeah. I was playing it like chess.
Yes, chess, not checkers.
Which is why I said, like, I texted the group and I was like, is anyone else, like, in a panic induced fit of rearranging their list? And everyone was like, no, I'm good, except for you.
Yeah.
And I was
now I have a whole wrench of, in my, I'm down to 21 movies. I thought 25 would be enough.
Darn, down to 25 movies.
Okay, it's me. With my number,
a deeper pit.
With my number three pick, Come On and Slam and Welcome to the Jam at Space Jam.
There it is.
Not two?
No.
Not the second one?
Honestly, sure? If it gets to a point, it may have to be Space Jam.
Are you sure about that?
Are you sure about that?
And then with my next pick, I'm going with The Empire Strikes Back.
Okay. Solid.
Nice.
Okay. All right. Is it me?
Oh, I need to put that on there.
No, it's Josh. It's Josh.
Oh, my bad.
Joaquin Phoenix Joker 1.
Okay. Joker. Jonkler 1.
Not the second one?
Not the second one. Not the musical.
Unbelievable.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Honestly, wasn't the worst movie I've seen,
you listen to our episode on that?
It was pretty bad.
I was in that episode.
Are you sure? I totally forgot. That was the one you came back for. You're like, I want to come back for this. Yeah,
bro.
We talked about it on a subsequent episode. I have walked back my stance on that movie just a little bit.
Okay.
Like it's
bad.
It's not bad, but I'm not going to defend it near as much as I tried to after watching. I went and watched it a second time, and I was like, oh. Yeah.
It kind of makes you make this face the whole time. You're just kind of like,
yeah. All right.
Okay, Tyler, your pick.
I was like, I'm done keeping track of who it is. I'll just let Cole tell me. Logan.
Okay, I expected that to be on your list.
Jonah, don't die.
Jonah's dying into the microphone.
Jonah, was sorry, that a...
That's one I thought I could probably put lower to be safe, but I was worried that one of you would try to take it from me.
Just to be mean.
So, there it was.
That is a good movie. I didn't think about that one, though. I'm gonna take this one because you kind of scared me picking Into the Spider-Verse. I'm picking Across the Spider-Verse. That was on my list.
Oh, don't act like it wasn't good.
I mean, it was.
It was pretty good.
It's starting already.
It was good. I think I said this on the I don't know if we did an episode on that at some point. I've said this on an episode. I don't think Across the Spider-Verse was as good as Into the Spider-Verse.
They're about equal for me.
Yeah.
I think. They're about equal.
I think I prefer Across, honestly.
You really do?
Yeah.
And I don't know what it was. I think the story was just significantly tighter and, like, all around better animated in the first one.
Into is way funnier. I agree.
Yeah, Into is funnier.
Into is way funnier.
Okay. Jonah.
Oh, yeah.
You get a back to back.
Dang. Let me have.
Don't you do it. I can see it on your lips. Don't do it, Jonah.
Monsters Incorporated.
Oh, that's not what I saw on his lips. No. That's actually... I don't know. Josh is scratching one out.
Uh-oh.
Yep, it was on there.
It's a great movie.
It is a great
one
movie.
One of my favorites.
It's good.
I need to go back and rewatch that. It's been a hot second. Maybe it's just like...
I haven't watched it in a long time, but I remember it being a very good movie.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites. But I remember liking it. A lot of it for me is nostalgic. I mean, if someone, you know... I don't even know if I would say objectively it's the best Pixar movie, but it's probably my favorite though, just from nostalgia. And I just really like that movie.
We do the Pixar tier list at some point. We were going
to
do that. At
well,
one
we
time.
Never. We haven't went to go see a. We tried to go see a Pixar movie to associate it with that we haven't.
Yeah,
seen
just never did it. All right,
Elio's coming up this year though. We can do it for that.
Okay, Tyler, you're up. This is your number fifth pick.
Baby Driver.
Okay. Oh dang. Another. Oh, that wasn't on mine. Never mind. That was on my backup.
You just devastated
you
for
just,
no reason.
You just remembered it's a good movie and you forgot to put it on your list.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's what I was upset about. I think it was in my backups on the other page.
All right. Oh, good movie. I'm going to go Oppenheimer.
Ooh, good movie.
Solid.
My number 19.
I forgot about Oppenheimer, honestly.
I wanted to put it higher, but I was like, maybe it's recency bias.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't as high on IMDb's top movie list as I thought it would
be. Yeah. So I need to rewatch that one, though. I have it on a 4K if you want to watch it.
Nice. I might have it on 4K as well.
My fifth pick, I'm going with Wayne's World.
Ooh, that's a good pick I didn't even think about.
Yeah.
That's
kind
funny.
Of back pocket-ish.
And then with my next pick, I'm going with Hot Rod.
Another
good movie.
I almost put Hot Rod on here. Almost put Hot Rod on here.
I'm going to keep the comedy train rolling and go Happy Gilmore.
Oh, no. gimped. I mean, ganked. What was the word again?
Gimped is something very different.
Something else. Sorry, guys. Keep it family friendly here. My bad.
Wow. I'm also going to keep the comedy train technically rolling, and I'm going to...
Bowling the strapper jam.
My train's going somewhere.
Oh, my God!
On that
Schindler's List.
I was going to say, my...
So kind of.
Kind of. My train, actually, I guess you could argue my train is going to a darker place. It's Jojo Rabbit.
I was going to guess Jojo Rabbit.
You set me up for it perfectly. Yeah.
It wasn't far off.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a good movie. I kind of forgot
it is
about
a good movie.
Yeah, I forgot about that one.
All right.
What the smigma?
I'm gonna go ahead and snag. This is the one I forgot about.
Oh,
and then I thought about
gank
what I
me again.
Here.
I'm punching you.
The Muppets, 2011.
Okay, good.
Oh, I
our near perfect movie
near
on the movie
perfect movie night.
I really thought about making that my number one just to like take it from you. I'm
I
glad
almost I forgot.
I'm glad I didn't, but I was like, that's probably Jonah's number one.
It's up there. I love that movie.
I'm going to be real honest. You got safe because I was less concerned about taking your picks than I was about
Cole taking yours.
Cole taking mine. So, like, otherwise,
no,
I probably,
honestly, I thought you were going to, when you, for like weeks leading up to this, you're like, you're not going to guess my number one. I thought you were going to take School of Rock or Space Jam to spite me.
I really thought about School of Rock there for a little bit. That or, is it The Wrestler? What's the other one you like?
Iron Claw?
Not Iron Claw.
Oh, The Wrestler. Ready to Rumble?
I thought there was a movie like
The
Wrestler.
Oh, there's a movie called The Wrestler, yeah.
There's a movie you showed us. You said this might be my favorite movie of all time. And
no,
they're
I didn't say those words, but I do like the movie.
I could have swore that's what you said. Is it the one where they were like sewage disposal?
That's Ready to Rumble.
Ready to Rumble. Okay, I almost took Ready to Rumble.
Honestly,
Jonah,
I enjoy that movie. It may have to make it in because I'm running out of picks.
I forgive it. Help you remember
I keep forgetting.
A movie.
Dang! What do I want to do next?
This is your seventh pick.
This is another one I'm going to take out of fear. I don't know if Tyler Wood put this
fear.
On there or not. I'm going to take Puss in Boots, The Last Wish.
That is a solid movie.
That's
a
great
I did
time.
Forget about that one a little bit. Yeah, I probably should have put that one on here.
Yeah, that's a good time. You're the only one I think would have taken that one, but I'm just going to take it just in case.
Tyler, you're up.
This one's a spadooky. I think this one will go well over well, but it's a risk. The First Slam Dunk.
Ooh, wait, that was a good time.
That was a good movie.
That was a good time.
I didn't see that one.
Would recommend. It was pretty good.
Would recommend unless it's against one of my movies.
Yeah. And then Cole's going to be like, it sucks.
Yeah.
You know, actually wasn't
was
that
it really
good.
That
it
good.
It wasn't. I mean,
like, I'm gonna have to like get clips of the movies we've talked about on this podcast. Like when we start arguing about it, like, Cole, is this you on the tape?
Hey, guys, crazy.
You said you loved First Slam Dunk.
Okay, Josh, you're up.
Super Mario Brothers movie.
Ooh,
Mario's
in that
movie,
and I like that
new one.
He's so cool.
He's so cool.
I love that clip so much. Yeah, that so pops good. Up all the time.
Where am I at on my
he's
list?
So cool.
I can't see a picture of Chris Pratt without going, "Wow, he's so cool."
Wow, he's so cool.
Okay,
like stomping Koopas.
My number seven pick. I'm going with Rocky IV.
Okay.
All right. You looked never around the table it, like we were going to take.
I thought Jonah was going to.
I forgot about all of Rocky.
How many more picks I got?
I don't know, like 8, 7.
Okay. All right. Okay.
And then my next one is going to be a movie we just watched at movie night, Memento.
Okay. That's solid. Solid.
That was a good movie.
Never saw it.
Great movie.
I'm gonna go with The Incredibles.
Solid.
I didn't think anyone would take that one.
Ba-da-ba-ba-da.
I've been gimped.
You've been what?
I mean,
goodness, Jonah. What's on your mind?
I keep saying gimped. What's the phrase
again?
Did he
just say I've been
gimped? Yeah.
He just say I've been.
Man, I've been gimped.
I did not think that's what he said.
Yeah.
I heard something very different.
Okay.
This is a children's show.
Tyler,
sorry, guys. Sorry, Tyler students, if you're listening.
No, I don't let my kids know what my podcast title is.
Oh, okay.
The one who made the song for me, I'll probably let them know, but that's about it. It's me?
Yep, it's you.
Oh, another risky-ish one. The Whale.
Ooh.
That was a good one I did not think about.
It depends on how sad we're feeling when we do the next.
Yeah. It's like, how depressed do I want to be when I watch that movie?
Yeah.
Okay. Jonah. What?
I just got a wacky text from my mom. Continue. I'll read it out. I'll read it afterwards.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Just very left pocket for my mom.
Face.
Yeah, I was
I'm
not
scared. I'm scared.
Insane face.
Not expecting that. She essentially just invited me to a bar.
Oh.
Dang.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, which for her is like...
Surprising.
Very shocking, yeah.
Maybe so, there's good music.
I didn't know what that was. Like, you're just repulsed.
I'm going to go Scott Pilgrim.
Ooh.
Good. Solid pick.
Schmollen.
And then I'm also going to go ahead and bag Revenge of the Sith.
That was on mine.
I'm still not forgiven Jonah for taking Parasite.
I had to take it, man.
That was a good move.
I had to take advantage.
You had the opportunity to take it. Mm-hmm. You did pick before him.
If you would have taken Parasite, I would have taken everything.
It had to have been my... the only one I got to pick before him was what I thought should have won last time.
Yeah, Parasite was on there.
That's what I'm saying. Parasite was on the last one.
But so
I could have technically picked it first.
By everything being just... A little better.
And I would have taken everything if you would have taken it.
I can't play.
So you agree with me that it's a little better. So when those two get pitted against each other, I'm going to play this clip back to you.
No, if those get pitted against each other, I will pick Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Okay. I like that movie more.
Write
that down.
Yeah. I would agree. Yeah.
Yeah, it's more fun.
Tyler, you're up.
Oh.
I don't know what number we're on now.
I'm going to go off script a little bit. I'm going to rearrange my list. Dune Part 2.
Good pick.
Actually, no. Scratch that. Mark it off. Okay. I skipped one earlier to try to steal one, and I'm going back for it. I kind of forgot about it. Blade Runner 2049.
Another good movie.
Okay.
Another good movie.
Scratch that. I'm just sure. Mark it off.
Okay.
I'm going to take one that I'm surprised hasn't been taken yet. I'm going to go Endgame.
Ooh.
Mm.
Yeah.
I mean, I did Infinity War, and I've gone on record. I think that Endgame is... good. But Infinity War is amazing.
Say it's a better movie.
Well, the two,
that's why it's so far down.
The two MCU movies that I wanted got picked, actually, by Tyler. He took Infinity War and Josh took No Way Home. So
yeah,
how things go. Where am I on my list? My next pick, I'm going with Iron Claw.
Okay.
Great movie.
Still haven't seen it.
Yeah.
Still have not seen that either.
Great movie.
It's gonna be, that was another thing I was really thinking about as I was trying to pick movies I thought we had all seen. Because if I pick something like...
there's only a few up there that I haven't seen. So,
well, get to watching within the next.
I need to watch some of these.
Yeah,
I'll send it to everyone so everyone can learn.
Yeah, educate ourselves.
Yeah,
there's a few on there I have to watch.
I get back to back. I'm going with Bohemian Rhapsody.
Okay, you old booger.
Love me a good music
biopic.
Okay, Josh, you're up.
Okay. How many do I got left? Four?
Four, yep.
Ooh.
How many do I have left?
Are we going to allow trades? Are we going to make...
Toy Story 2.
Good movie.
Okay. Good pick. Tyler, you're up.
I'm sorry. I'm
sweating.
Yeah, gonna have to restart my blood pressure medicine here in a minute.
I'm stressed because I have six movies left, but only three spots left. It's like, which ones do I pick?
I get four spots left. That's what I'm trying to figure out. It's like, what's my four? Because I've moved around.
Actually, we get more because it switched pages.
Okay. Oh, okay.
There's five left, and I only have six movies.
Need to fret, boys.
Nobody take my movies.
Well, I was looking at it like, that doesn't add up.
What's your next movie? And I won't take it.
Yeah. Oh, this is going to be some manipulation.
Nobody take my movies. I only have six left.
What's your next one? I won't take it.
Can't tell you.
Okay. What if I take it right now?
I can't tell you.
John, what's that stupid reindeer movie?
Prancer? Oh my gosh, what a callback.
What a callback. Oh my gosh.
My next real pick is The Thing.
Ooh,
that's not even movie. On my radar. Don't even really care for it.
Whoa! You gotta be it. Them's fighting words.
Yo.
You sounded like The Thing from Fantastic Four.
I'm not the thing.
Not that thing.
I'm thinking of.
I'm not the thing you're thinking of.
All right, Jonah.
I'm going to take Paddington 2.
Solid.
Peak movie.
Really expected that one to be higher on your list.
I love Paddington. But not as much as people would think I like Paddington.
I actually left it off of mine because I figured it'd be your one or two.
Oh, no.
You told us at one point that it was like, it was a movie night. Like, you may have just been like talking out your butt, but you were like, I think this might be my favorite movie.
Oh, did I say that? Yeah. I might have been. I think it's like objectively, like legit could be like one of the best movies. But I don't know if it's my favorite.
Okay.
So...
You get back to back, Jonah.
Give me Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Ooh.
Good movie.
Never seen it.
Someone was reading that IMDb top 250.
Hey, it's a good movie.
I think we all dipped into the IMDb top 250.
Maybe that's next year's March Madness. We'll just do the IMDb top 250.
Yeah.
Just top 64 movies.
Okay. Tyler, you're up. 250
is a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to do... Oh, you did the Muppets. Let me mark that out here real quick. I'm going to do Dune Part 2.
Now you're going to go back and do Dune Part 2?
Yeah, I'm doing Dune Part 2.
Okay.
Dune in it.
Okay. Come get your dinner.
All right.
That's good. That's good.
All right.
Lisa Logie.
Lisa Logie.
Josh, your turn.
Batman, The Dark Knight.
Ooh.
Dark Knight. Solid pick.
That's a great pick.
Okay. With my next pick. You could.
Could you not?
I'm trying not to. So bad.
My next pick, I'm going to go with The Shawshank Redemption.
Mm.
Oh, I've not seen that movie.
Another one of yours I expected to be higher.
Love that movie.
Yeah.
I didn't know that you liked that movie, but it is a good movie.
It is a good one. And then the next one, I'm going to go with Shrek 2.
Mm. Oh,
that's a good
one. I suppose you haven't picked that one yet. Or yeah.
He prefers Shrek 1.
A different Shrek film.
He's wrong. Shrek 2 is the objectively better film. Until it matches up against... some other movie, and then it's going to be, oh, that movie's trash.
No, between Shrek 1 and Shrek 2, Shrek 2 is the better film.
Oh, you're going to say, you're going to go say all Shrek's bad.
Let's be real.
No, I agree with you there, actually, too. Yeah, I think we actually got some flack for that back when that came out, because we said we thought Last Wish was better than Shrek 2.
It's it's still up in the air for me, but it's close. I feel like it's questionable.
Are you sure?
Well, go listen to the tier list.
Let's do it.
We all agreed on Shrek 2 being the top one, except for Josh. You want Shrek 1 to be the top?
I could have been convinced easily. I could have been convinced.
Hey, Jonah, you shouldn't do that.
I shouldn't.
Hurts
do that.
My ears.
I'm sorry about that. Everyone else listening. I got a little fiddling with this clip thing here.
Okay. Josh, you're up.
Okay. Let's go Saving Private Ryan.
Mm-hmm. Solid. Solid. I feel like anytime there's like a good pick that none of us had on our list, it's like, oh, yeah, solid.
Oh, yeah, solid move. Solid, man.
Solid choice, bro. Nice pick, bro.
Not as many upsets as I thought there was.
Hold on. Why did I not? Hold on.
What are you doing, Cole?
I don't know why.
Cole, why'd you type in Saving Ryan's Privates?
Saving Ryan's Privates. Hold on. Let's make sure where we got 1, 2, 3. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Okay, we're just number 12.
Okay.
Saving Private. Bro. Okay.
Bro.
Okay.
Saving Private makes sense.
This one, I'm just going to put.
Just put SPR.
Yeah.
I'm just going to be. This. These don't count.
Okay. Or that works too.
Okay. Because those just, for some reason, connect. Okay.
I think we can format this bit later.
Yeah. Okay. Here we go. We're good. I just want to make sure we know where we're at.
Yeah.
Don't we need those lines, though? Because if Shrek 2 is at 12, then it'd be 13, 14, 15.
Yeah, but we have 16 with our previous year.
Right.
That's not counting that.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
I'm still okay. I'm with Jonah. I thought we needed those. Either way. Okay.
We'll figure it out. I will count before we turn it off, and then we'll go from there.
Yeah.
Okay. My next pick. How many I got left? Four?
I think three? No, four. Four, you're right.
Okay, four. Okay. Aliens.
Mm. Aliens, okay.
Make sure you put the S on there.
Aliens.
Okay. The first Aliens movie.
Well, the second, right?
No.
Oh.
Well, technically, okay, I see what you're saying. It's Alien, and then there's Aliens.
Right.
With an S.
Yes.
But then there's two Aliens movies, so then they make like Aliens 2.
Wait, I thought it was Aliens 3.
I think they go, I could be wrong. I think they go Aliens 2 after that because they got really dumb with it.
Like, that would be dumb. But yeah. I would see them being dumb. I could see them being dumb. Hmm. All right.
Jonah.
I'm going to go for a wombo combo. These are, I don't even think that you guys like these movies. Well, this first movie as much as I do, but this is like peak animated comedy. Clyde of the Chance of Meatballs. This is an excellent film.
It's
excellent
a pick.
Film.
It's a pick. It's a movie.
Yep. It's one of. It's an amazing
movie. I chortled once or twice.
It's a movie.
It's a chortler. I'm a giggle box in that movie.
You get another pick, John.
I'm going to go SpongeBob movie.
I thought you were going to do Clyde with a Chance of Meatballs too.
Like the original SpongeBob movie?
Yeah.
The one that was supposed to end the show?
Yes.
But then Nickelodeon got greedy?
It's a cash cow.
The peak one.
Making sure we're talking about the right one. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Tyler, you're up.
Bob Esponja.
I get three more? Okay.
Yep.
Out of left field. And I know it's going to lose, but I got to put it up there. I'm going to put Red Line.
Okay.
I know that's losing.
It was a film.
It made it the second round last year.
I think we should rewatch that one. And then we'll watch Dune 2 and then Iron Claw.
Okay. Josh.
I'm going to go The Water Boy.
Classic. Nice, nice, nice. Okay. My next pick, I'm going with Billy Madison.
Solid.
That's what? Three?
Adam
Sandler movies?
Yeah. And then I'm going to stick with the comedies. He's back, baby. The Reign of Ron Burgundy is going to be coming back. Anchorman is in.
Okay, solid.
Nice.
One of the juggernauts of last year's bracket.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Up.
Solid. Isn't that Chloe's favorite movie?
No, I don't think so. No, for sure not.
I don't know what I thought
that. Toy Story 2 or Incredibles would be one of her favorites.
Okay, Tyler.
Is it me?
Yeah.
It's not my favorite Studio Ghibli movie, but it's probably... I need to have a Ghibli on here, otherwise I've like let myself down. It's probably the most widely accepted Studio Ghibli movie, Howl's Moving Castle.
That's the weakest one. Just kidding.
I know you're not being that.
It might be one of my least favorite ones I've seen, though.
Unironically, though? Like, actually?
Maybe. I still liked it, though. But mm-hmm. I liked Totoro more, I like Kiki more, and I like Spirited Away more.
Spirited Away, I'm okay with you on. Totoro is a L take.
L take, you think? Maybe I need to watch it again.
When's the last time you watched Totoro?
It was probably 3 years ago.
Okay.
Here's
the story of Totoro. Like, there's an invisible man, like an imaginary friend. A girl goes missing for 5 minutes. They find her at the end.
But the vibes.
They do that for like an hour and a half.
But the vibes. It's like hanging out with a big teddy bear. It's vibey. Maybe I'll watch it again for the research.
You put Howl's.
Is that what it's called?
Howl's. Howl's.
It's Howl's Moving Castle.
I like it's Howl's. Hey, Howl.
Hey, Howl.
All right.
Jonah, it's your last two picks here.
Oh, boy. First one's going to be Soul.
Okay.
Oh, that's a good movie.
It's a good pick.
Good pick.
Great modern Pixar movie.
And then your last pick.
I got to go into the archives here for some backup picks.
Is this for sure the last pick? Mm-hmm. You counted?
Yeah, I'll recount while he's thinking also.
Okay. 1, 2, 3. If so, it lines up perfectly with the amount of movies I typed out.
Like 14, 15, yeah. This is pick number 16 down here.
There's a movie here I really like, but it's only ones me and Tyler have seen.
Do it.
To pick it, I'm put RRR in.
Yes.
That's a great
movie.
That's
a bold take. That's
that's a great movie.
I thought I had a spicy pick.
I know one's getting first round there.
Dude, I'll vote RRR over a lot of stuff.
You should watch it. It's a Bollywood movie, but it's so off the rails. It's like a 3 hour long, like epic.
Me.
No, it's awesome.
I don't know how to describe it other than just saying, just watch it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Going blind.
Not going to, but okay.
No, you should. It's awesome.
Tyler, who you got?
My last one.
Round 16.
Return of the King.
There it is. Not Two Towers.
I chose Return of the King.
A long time.
Even though you said Two Towers is a better movie?
I think Two Towers is a better movie. It is. I think I like Return of the King more.
You're scared it's going to lose again, aren't you?
No.
You're scared it's going to lose again.
No, I think Return of the King is more enjoyable for me, even though Two Towers, I do think, is probably the objectively better movie. Although some people argue the first one's the best, and I disagree with those people, so who knows?
Why is that all the way this far down? That was your favorite movie ever.
Huh?
Why is that all the way down?
I've went on record and said this. I'll say it again. You know what? Everything Everywhere All at Once might have actually beat it just a little bit. My preferred way to watch these movies is all three together in a single sitting, extended. When you separate them, they're still good, but I expected Cole to expect me to pick it, so I put it far down so I could take as many of your guys' movies as possible.
I figured
when we made it halfway through the list and no one had said the Lord of the Rings film that I could like save it for my last one.
You knew you were safe, probably.
I was honestly kind of hoping that you weren't going to pick and you didn't realize you didn't pick a Lord of the Rings movie.
No, I have to put it on there.
And that would have been really funny.
I have to put it on there.
Hmm. All right. Okay, Josh, what's your final pick?
The Martian.
Oh, that's a good one.
That was a really good one. That was a really good one.
It was between that and La La Land was my last two movies.
That's another great pick, too.
With my last pick, I'm going to go with Step Brothers.
Okay. Okay.
Solid comedy.
Solid comedy movie.
It's good. I didn't expect that. Yeah, it is good. All right.
All right. That one on the right's looking really good.
Yeah. Are you going to post these to Facebook and ask who has the best list again?
Like, we can.
I feel like you should. And then get people hyped up for the episode.
For the fight. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, whenever we post this, we're going to wait a little bit to post it. So this is being recorded way ahead of time.
Yeah, it's like
actually thinking about things before they happen.
Before they happen.
Yeah. It's insane.
Yeah, we're planning ahead.
We are preparing. What is this?
Crazy. On that point, like, when are we, Cole, when are you wanting to film the actual episode?
Well, it's going to take time to, like, if we got time to, like, edit it and stuff, mm-hmm. get it out, like, so before, like, March or, like, or at March, probably in a couple weeks, maybe.
Okay. I like it. I like it. I like it.
We can roll this episode out by the time we're about to ready to record the other one.
Yeah. All right. I like it.
When you hear this, we're recording the bracket, so stay tuned for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'll be out soon.
Shorter episode, but I'm excited for the March Madness bracket.
It didn't take as long as I thought it would.
No. Yeah. We actually went by
screens.
Is there any what movies were on your list that you didn't take?
I actually, unironically, I don't know if you can see this very well, I used, Return of the King was literally the last movie I had on my thing, and like, with my, that being my last pick, I used every single movie I wrote down in a peak efficiency.
I had several that, well, not several anymore, because everyone ganked my picks.
Ganked.
I had one, it was La La Land, on my list.
Let's see, really good pick. The Ringer.
Okay.
I had The Shining.
Okay.
I had Seven.
Okay.
Really, that was it. I had Hustle on there. That's like a basketball movie, but that one wouldn't have done well.
I almost said Seven. I also almost did The Conjuring.
Yeah.
The Conjuring, I think, would have done okay.
See, horror movies, I enjoy them, but like, really, as I was stacking them up against other movies.
Yeah. They tend to lose out.
Yeah. Like, I feel like it wouldn't do well in a bracket setting.
I agree. That's kind of...
Comedies, I feel like, have an edge a little bit because it's the what would you rather watch and enjoy kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So I almost didn't pick The Whale.
Yeah, it's a bold pick.
It's a bold pick.
I think we'll be objective when the time comes.
No,
you know,
won't.
Yeah.
I think we'll be very
objective when the time comes. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. We'll save that clip once you get mad at someone not being objective.
Yeah. All right.
I think when you form the bracket, I think you're going to definitely have to put like who picked what.
Yeah, I'll put a little initial next to, I'll put JG, JJ.
Hold up. Maybe you shouldn't. They're just going to vote for their initials.
Yeah. Like, you didn't even pick just one.
Now, we'll probably remember it, but yeah, I feel like it, maybe not having the initial there will like help us like be a little bit more objective.
Listen,
if I see like TM versus CW, my monkey brain's going to be like, I need mine to win.
I guess that's true.
Yeah, I mean, hey, there's a dinner on the line here.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Josh wasn't here for that.
Hey, we signed you up. for a bet that you weren't here to agree to.
Yeah, the losers are going to, we're going to go out to eat after this or after the bracket, and the losers are going to pay for the winner's meal.
Okay.
Yeah.
And didn't know that, but
we're going to Sam's Steakhouse if I win.
Oh, shoot.
Hold up.
We're out of money.
I was figured we'd go somewhere in Marion, but like I'd actually unironically do Sam's Steakhouse.
It was low key kind of a troll, but.
But a place in Paducah.
But I'd actually do it.
St. Louis.
And it's
one of the best steaks I've ever had.
LaJuicy is also in the realm.
That's
true.
I may also just low key go like, hey guys, we're going to Wingstop and you're buying my wings.
If you win.
School of Rock and one of those other movies is going to run through. Hey,
you don't have Kyle a chance of meatballs, bro. You're not
going to
win.
Spider-Man is going for a repeat. Everyone has always said Spider-Man is the movie equivalent to Michael Jordan in winning multiple championships.
Maybe. Huh.
Okay. How many movies did each person put on their list? I had 21.
I had 25 starting out.
I had 23.
I had like 28.
23.
But like total. My main picks were like 16.
I added a few in as we went also. It's kind of like as 18. I was thinking of them.
Yeah.
I was wondering if maybe we should post like everyone's like top 20 to the Facebook page and not show this, but I think this will be more controversial. Like, so I kind of like that.
The draft picks.
Yeah, it'll be more controversial. So,
yeah.
All right. Well, I'm happy.
This is going to be there's some of these picks I was not expecting. Josh, I had a pretty good idea.
The first line of like picks not previous year is wild. So we've got like School of Rock, which is, I mean, it's a good movie.
It's a fantastic movie.
Lined up against Rogue One, Infinity War, and Parasite, which are cinematic masterpieces.
No, School of Rock is the cinematic masterpiece, though.
Okay.
Cole, that movie's good, bro. That movie's
it's
good.
Great.
It's good.
Phenomenal, some say.
I think you might be wearing your nostalgia glasses hard.
phenomenal.
It is a really good movie. It is a really good movie.
Cole just got back.
For the first pick is crazy.
Cole just came back from the pharmacy with a big thing of copium.
Here we go. We're already starting. I can't wait to roast flipping Blade Runner 2049. You better hope it's not matching up against that in the first round.
Dude, it would stomp School of Rock.
I've never seen Blade Runner 2049.
Exactly. And then we're going
to
make a phone call.
Vote against School of Rock.
That's the tricky thing. That's the tricky thing.
Yeah, because we got people on call also who may have only seen one of these movies.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So if we call someone who's only seen School of Rock and not Blade Runner, guess what happens, boy?
Well, here's the thing, too. Like, it makes it tricky. Like, Blade Runner is the better movie. But, like, if you ask me which movie I'd rather watch right now...
Hey,
he missed.
Suck it.
I'm not saying I would vote for it, but I'm just saying that
I want you to know that
would be more fun.
How angry that made me! I threw that with my left hand, and it was still on course.
It was. Yes.
That's
it hit
like
your
the mic.
Mic
it like, if the mic wasn't there, would have nailed you in the face. That with my left hand.
I think it was going for the heart. Honestly,
that'd be hilarious. You're already getting mad, and it hasn't even started yet.
I'm mad when I woke up thinking about this list.
Just one of those days. Break stuff. I Limp Bizkit.
All right. Ooh. Okay.
All right.
Well, guys, we hope you tune back in. We don't know what our next episode's going to be. It might be Dogman. Who
Dogman,
knows?
Dogman, Dogman.
You guys not going to see Love Hurts?
Captain America's coming out also.
True. Next week.
That too. I think I'd rather go see Dogman. Maybe.
I am not excited for Captain America.
I'm not either. I don't know what it is.
I'm more excited for Dogman.
I wasn't excited for it when they announced it, and then I heard that they reshot it like 4 times, and then test audiences still didn't like
if
it.
If they reshot
and
it.
Nobody wants to see Love Hurts?
Love Hurts looks fun.
I think it looks like a fun time.
Kea Kwan movie.
It's like
where he's like
karate and
it sounds like
a rom-com
no.
Time.
You know what, Josh? I forgot. I saw that he's like the retired assassin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You're right. That actually does look really good.
I think it looks really good.
Yeah. The Captain America, they put a clip out online. I watched it and like, I'm hoping it's good because Captain America movies have always been like great. But, the clip was like, he like gets hit. He's like, oh man, gonna feel that one in the morning. And he sends some like insanely like kind of goofy, grindy clips. I'm like, boy, I don't know.
I broke my rule when a trailer came on for it the other day, and I watched the trailer, and I won't say it on the off chance that someone hasn't seen the trailer and they're not going to watch the Super Bowl because there's going to be a million ads for this thing at the Super Bowl. Yeah. But there is a character that's going to be in the film that would have been unironically kind of fire to have like not known about. And once again, why did they show these things in the trailer? Like, it just frustrates me. But like I don't expect it to be amazing.
I hope it's good. Anthony Mackie's really good.
I love Anthony Mackie.
I like
Mackie.
Him a lot. I hope the movie's good.
Yeah. Maybe it'll be great. Yeah. Maybe it will be. I don't know.
But
you're right.
We'll know after we watch Dogman.
More excited for Love Hurts. More excited for Dog Hurts than Captain America.
Dog Hurts.
What is this Dogman movie?
I'm probably most excited for
Take one look at it, Josh. You'll know everything that's about it.
In the Captain Underpants like kind of universe. Kind of.
I think I've said it, but like I think the movie I'm most looking forward to right now is that Mickey 17 or The Death of a Unicorn.
That looks crazy, too.
That movie does look insane.
Both look really good. And Death of a Unicorn's the people who made Everything Ever All at Once. So
Before we go, is there any movie that we thought each other were going to pick that we're surprised didn't make our lists?
For me, it's Tyler not taking Two Towers.
That was pretty shocking because he made such a big
deal. I thought you'd have put both of them in the bracket just so you have a better chance of a Lord of the Rings movie winning.
And then he'll flex on it. And then we could put an asterisk next to it because Small Soldiers wasn't there.
Dude, I was fretful, full of fretting regarding
full
like
of fretting.
I didn't want to put two Lord of the Rings in there. And as far as which one to put in there, I went back and forth a lot. Ended up, I think Return of the King is my favorite. Even though I have said, I think Two Towers is the better movie. Return of the King is just so just insane, over the top spectacle. Like it's just a good feel good movie. So
Josh, I'm surprised you didn't pick Shrek 1.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't even on my radar, actually.
That's crazy.
I kind of forgot about it when I was looking at movies. It didn't pop up in any of the top lists that I look at. So
can I tell you a movie that
didn't refresh my brain?
A movie that almost made it that I would have been like suicide, but I almost put it in here anyways. Jingle All the Way.
Yeah, that wasn't over.
You know what? It could have. It may have snuck out.
I thought about putting it in there just to like prove a point, like that it actually is not a bad movie.
No one's saying it's a bad movie.
Jonah,
your
dad saw it this year for the first time, and he was intrigued by it.
People online hate that movie. Your dad watched it?
Yeah, well, for the first time. Yeah,
we were doing cookies or something, and I turned it on and. It was on in the background, and we sat and watched it for a little bit.
Yeah, I think he liked it.
I think so.
I think he liked it. I'll ask him about it later.
Yeah.
Say it.
Hard to hate Arnold Schwarzenegger beating up like 50 Santa Clauses in a warehouse. Yeah. Like,
that is the wildest scene.
It's so funny. But here's what.
Or like flying through a parade like with an actual working jetpack and boomerang.
No, Tyler, it was the copium of last episode when you or two episodes ago when you said it was the equivalent of the Odyssey.
Hold up. Out of context. Out of context.
You said it!
No, out of context. Listen.
There's no out of context. It words came out of your mouth.
I said it is the Odyssey of Christmas movies.
Oh, okay. Man.
Maybe the Mario Odyssey of Christmas movies. It's one of the few
Christmas movies where a character embarks on a quest to achieve something and return home with it.
He's lost his mind.
Yeah.
Polar Express.
You're right. Like I said, one of the few. Like, but I feel like
Elf.
No, not really.
He doesn't go home.
He goes like to find his dad.
He did go home. He was at North Pole at the end.
Comedic, funny scene. And then the end of the movie, Santa crashes. There was no lead up to it. And then like that's how the movie ends.
There was lead up to it because he was talked about how the Christmas spirit was down and how the thing wasn't working.
You're a hater.
And Buddy wasn't there to fix it.
And the true arc is the internal art with the dad.
You want to roast my School of Rock pick over here. You're over here saying Jingle All the Way is next to the Odyssey. And you're trashing on Elf because you don't like it. Not even objective thinking over here.
Maybe. Huh. Okay. Who knows? Who can say? All right. I feel like we've ended this like four times.
Yeah, I think so.
This is getting toxic before you even
Jonah, do you have any impressions you want to do to like clear our, like zen
give
us out?
Give us an Arnold impression saying it's turbo time.
It's turbo time, my son.